Dwayne Casey is the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He joins us, Andrew Walker and Ben Ennis. Good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Andrew. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. We were talking about evaluating the Toronto Raptors offseason, because the NBA offseason as a whole has been, in a word, I don't know, how would you describe it, Coach? Insane?
Well, I think it's a little different. I think you've seen a lot of teams making changes as far as what they're, you know, where they are in their process of building a championship team. You know, a lot of so-called star players are going west, it looks like. But again, I still would say, Andrew and Ben, that, you know, there's still some good teams in the Eastern Conference and, you know, still the NBA. And there's always been a trend over the years of teams, you know, whether it's the Eastern Conference being strong or Western Conference being strong. I think there's been trends both ways, and I think it's trending now back to the West, but still there's very good teams here in the Eastern Conference.
Masai Ujiri, like, we get caught up in that culture change thing, Dwayne, that Masai Ujiri talked about in his post-season news conference. Right. And even when he was talking about it, he said, you know what, this is probably not the time for me to be speaking publicly because everybody's so charged emotionally. And we're all trying to wrap our heads around what that meant. And then the re-signing of Kyle and Serge. And then there goes Damari Carroll and Corey Joseph out the door. What do you make of the culture change thing and what it means for this team in 2017-2018?
Well, guys, the most important thing, I think a lot of people took that as the team is all broken, it's all bad, it's all, you know, but again, different companies, whether it's different teams, companies, or whatever, always you look and evaluate your culture of your business. And it doesn't necessarily mean for us style of play, what defensive schemes we're running, what offensive schemes we're running. You know, you look at your overall program, whether it's your scouting, your medical, your travel schedule, your rest, whatever it is, you reevaluate everything. And that's what Masai was talking about. He wasn't necessarily killing our offense or killing our defense. Everybody and their brother knows we want to get better ball movement and better, you know, more efficient shots with our offense. So he wasn't necessarily just specifically talking about that. You know, even though we know from a basketball standpoint, from our area of the organization, that's what we have to improve on. That doesn't mean we're going to come in and you're going to see a totally Golden State style of play or whatever style of play, because, again, there's one Golden State. You know, if we come out and try to play like Golden State, we won't win 51 games, I promise you that, because we don't have the personnel to fit that style. We got to play a style of play that fits our style. I understand the analytical, from an analytical standpoint, there's better shot selection. We can move the ball better. But again, we've got to be the best team the Toronto Raptors can be. We've been in the top five offensively in the last 3 years. So again, our goal is to be the number one team. How do we do that? We can't do it the way Golden State does it. We can't do it the way Cleveland does it. We have to be the most efficient offensive team that the Toronto Raptors can be. And if we do that, we're going to be right there where we are now, one of the top teams in the league, knocking on the door, winning a championship. Our goal is to win a championship. But again, that's what Masai is talking about, and rightfully so. As the leader of our organization, he wants the best. And, you know, from Larry Tannenbaum, George Cope, and the ownership group, they want the best, and so do we. So that's basically what he was talking about. And like you said, when you ask a general manager or you ask a coach the next day after a tough series that we had against one of the top teams in the league in Cleveland, you know, you're going to get a charged press conference, and that's what it was. But again, you know, our whole team, our whole organization is not broke, but all we want to make sure we get that edge back, get that 2x4, like I call it, back on the shoulder, where we, you know, we are feeling, you know, getting hungry again. And then, like he said, I thought last year from a media standpoint, fan standpoint, player standpoint, coaching standpoint, front office standpoint, you know, we got a little complacent, a little soft, so to speak. And that's what he was talking about as far as we've got to get that edge back to compete for a championship.
So the 2x4, like Hacksaw Jim Duggan, is that what you're talking about?
Who's that?
I thought that's what you're referring to.
I'm glad you said that.
He's a wrestler. No, I'd never heard that from you before. The 2x4 on your shoulder?
The two adults in this conversation do not know about wrestling.
Andrew, I tell you what, but the thing, you know, have you seen the movie Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
I wasn't
when the
allowed.
When the guy keeps on coming back again, you think
Jason Voorhees,
Freddy Krueger, Jason, yeah, and those guys, you know, that's what we've got to have is that attitude of, you know, they knock us down, get back up, that hungry attitude. So that's kind of what we've got to get back to. And I thought we lost that last year. But again, that doesn't mean what we're doing offensively and defensively is totally wrong. We were in the top 10 offensively and defensively. There's only three teams in the league that did that: San Antonio, Golden State, and us. So, but again, we've got to get that edge back and be more efficient in our offensive system, better ball movement, better spacing. All those things are going to lead to a better, more efficient offensive team, which will in turn hopefully help us in the playoffs.
See, that was the thing about Freddy Krueger. He had the right attitude. That's what you want to.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, stick-to-itiveness. That's what Freddy was most known for.
Yeah, dedication to his craft. That's for sure. Dedication to the murdering. He is Dwayne Casey, Raptors head coach. Do you feel, Coach, that the team is, have you made, you know, so we, Damari Carroll's out, Corey Joseph's out, CJ Miles is in. Hopefully a healthy Serge Ibaka is back in the fold. Are the personnel changes enough that you can mold, you can change what you want to change with this group?
Well, again, you know, spacing, you know, it's not just one guy, Andrew. I think it's the entire team, better spacing. I thought we had that, especially at the end of the games when Pat was rolling before he got injured, spacing the power forward with Pat Patterson. Getting Serge more indoctrinated into what we're trying to do with our spacing, you know, with the power forward. But most importantly, better ball movement, where our passes lead to assists and those type of things. And again, that comes back to our entire team, not just one person. We've got to have a better mentality of ball movement, man movement, and spacing. So whether we incorporate in CJ Miles, DeLon Wright, Norm Powell, whoever it is, we've got to make sure that everybody that steps on the floor, we have to have that mentality, which will help everybody. DeMar DeRozan, you know, having him handle the ball a little bit more as a point guard, as him a facilitator, passer, Kyle Lowry moving the ball a little bit more, or spacing up. You know, we don't want to give our whole what we're going to try to do next year away, but again, it comes down to passing the basketball and better spacing, more so than, you know, as we know, one-on-one play. And there's going to be times where a guy like DeMar DeRozan is going to have to go one-on-one into the shot clock. You know, he's one of the best in the league. You don't want to take that away from him at going one-on-one mid-range jump shooter, because at the end of the day, he does get to the free throw line, which knocks all the analytical measurements out of the park.
So Damari Carroll had some rather interesting comments upon his departure here as well, Coach. And I think most people, unbiased people, would say, yeah, maybe there's an aspect of sour grapes and things didn't go quite the way he expected or this franchise expected to go when he was signed. But we wondered how much truth there is to maybe a rift in this locker room as far as philosophy and style of play to the comments that you're making about, you know, a little bit more passing, a little bit more ball movement
right,
next year.
Right. Well, Ben, in every team I've been with, when we were in Dallas and won a championship, there was times when Jason Kidd was going at Jason Terry. Jason Terry was going at Dirk Nowitzki. So you're going to have that in every team, that if you're together in that intense atmosphere for that longer period of time. That's in every NBA locker room. But at the end of the day, I would challenge anyone to say that when the Toronto Raptors stepped on the floor, that we were not a team, that we didn't go out there and fight for each other, pull for each other, and scrap for each other for every night on the schedule. So whatever Damari was talking about, it's overblown. I don't know if it was sour grapes or someone going out the door. I don't think it was because, you know, to us, Damari was a good guy, and we wish him well. But to his point, I don't know how the conversation went with the article, but we have no different locker room issues or arguments than any other team in the NBA. But at the end of the day, when we walk on the floor, I felt like we were a team. I don't think our offensive system or defensive system had anything to do with whatever he's talking about. And, again, we wish Damari well. We wish things had worked out for him better with us and was healthy with us, and they didn't. So, again, you know, I don't think our team is a dysfunctional team or whatever he was alluding to in his article, when he was traded.
Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. Andrew Walker, Ben Ennis. Before we let you go, we've talked a lot about Jonas Valanciunas lately. If he is in your employ, coach, when the season begins, uh-huh. Do you have a changed view, or do you have an idea where JV can help you the most in 2017?
Right. Well, one thing that, you know, people forget about, I think JV is number 8 in the NBA. I think his offensive rebounding numbers are even higher than Tristan Thompson. So that's one thing we want to emphasize with him is more the positive. You know, there's always the, you know, things guys cannot do, can do, and strengths and weaknesses. And what, you know, I've got to do a better job of is emphasizing his strength, which is offensive rebounding, getting to the rebound. He's one of the tops in the league. Let's do that. And I think in time, he's going to become a better defender, you know, a better finisher at the, in the paint, which he does a good job with. And then, again, once we, you know, emphasize our ball movement more, again, it's not, one thing I think the trends are getting away from are, okay, let's call a play for JV in the post. Okay, now here goes the entire defense scheming on him, crowding him, and making it very difficult. But one way he can do, and he is one of the tops in the league, of rolling to the basket, catching the ball, making a play, offensive rebounding, and putting him up. And there's no disrespect in that. I mean, the guys are some of the great players in the league, are excellent offensive rebounders, finishers, rolling to the rim, making plays. He can be a quarterback for us once he catches it out of pick and roll. So those are the things we want to emphasize with Jonas when he comes back. And I've got videos from him over there where he's working his behind off, getting in great physical condition. That's another area our entire team can do. Not to get in good. We've been in good condition. But let's be one of the top teams in the league at being physical fit, where we can run the floor, move offensively, move defensively, for every minute that you're on the court.
Coach, thanks for this. We appreciate the time. Hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, or hitting the ball straight, or catching fish. I'm not sure what your hobbies are, but hopefully it all works for you.
Well, I tell you what, it's been about basketball. We just got through with the summer league, and speaking at a basketball camp this morning, and we head to L.A. next week with our guys working out in L.A., so it doesn't slow down very much in the summertime, except in August a little bit. I spend more time with the family, but you know, it's become more of a year-round a job now as far as the NBA is concerned, which is, you know, I think the new trend. It used to be guys come into training camp to get in great shape, but now, and that's why guys are so much, you know, more skilled today than they were a long time ago, is because guys do work on their job, you know, year round.